Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
We're professionals.
Does anybody have any news, anything, any business before we start?
Oh, yeah. I might have to leave at any moment because my wife is heavily pregnant. Thank you.
And Simon has promised that he will call his son Bobby Pikeless.
It's on the podcast now. Now you can't back out.
Nah, they never put this beginning stuff in the podcast.
If it's spooky, don't be frightened.
Dragon friends.
Scurry home and bar the door.
Daylight ends.
And the fiends and ghouls delight in things that scare, so be well aware. As you make your way, don't be led astray, for the goal is near and your friends are here. And there's plenty more in store.
The walls of the tomb are chill to the touch, and the air is sweet with the scent of death and ancient incense. This was obviously once a place of quiet remembrance, but for who and why has been lost to time? In fact, whoever built this place would probably be a bit upset to see the blood you've spilt all over their nice funerary niche. Karina the Hermit has shown her true colors when she attacked you and tried to steal the relic of Pelor that her master, the vampire Strahd, had instructed her. Filge, Baston, and Friezo, you have fought her off, but you have paid a heavy toll. Filge, you are now bruised but not yet broken, burnt by fire, bitten by spiders. Baston, you are in worse shape and starting to doubt the company you keep. Friezo, you've had half of your equipment and all of your novelty eyewear destroyed by a shatter spell. Bobby is still missing. This is not how an adventure is meant to go. However, the relic is yours again. You have precious little understanding of the plot you found yourselves dragged into, but Strahd has proven the lengths he will go to try and reclaim this piece of antiquity, and Madam Ava seems to indicate that the relic holds the key to confronting the vampire and maybe freeing the land from his sinister grasp. You quickly wrap the relic in a bag and stow it away in Filge's backpack. The answer to its purpose will have to come later, for you suddenly get the feeling that you are not alone.
Have we exited the tomb yet?
No, you're both still in the tomb.
Right.
And Bobby, you're still not there.
Okay, and where is...
Yes, I am here.
So three of us are here, yeah. Right?
Yes, that's correct.
So who's watching us? Well, we don't know.
Why don't you go ahead?
Let me do it. Can I do a perception check?
You absolutely can. You want to make a listen check?
12.
Okay, does anyone else want to make a listen check?
See, I'm always listening to...
7.
Bobby, you walk back into the cave where you see the three of them facing away from you, and you realize that this might be a moment, perfect moment for a prank.
I tie all of their shoelaces to each other's shoelaces.
Do you want to make perception checks?
I have no fear, for I wear boots.
15.
Yeah, 15.
All right, okay. You know what, that's fine, because they're idiots and they already failed their other tests. This is, tying shoelaces has become a bit of a motif for you, hasn't it?
Yeah. I am.
Look, it's a find what you like and do it till you die. That's what I always say.
Is this at all erotic for you?
A little. And if you could contribute to my Patreon, I'll be posting videos of me tying shoelaces together every month.
Like ASMR videos, but for shoelace tying?
Very whispery.
Yeah, okay.
Bobby, do you clear your throat, perhaps?
I yell,
fire! I guess we run out of the cave.
But our shoelaces are tied together.
I fall to the floor.
Okay, you both fall to the floor. Congratulations. Possibly smashing the relic.
No!
It's fine.
Baston doesn't want to be left out, so he falls down too.
Isn't this good fun?
Alright, I untie my shoelaces and then retie them to their own shoes.
Great, alright, so a few minutes pass and Bobby, your friend Bobby seems to have returned and is at the doorway.
Hey, guys.
Ah, oh, good Tinyman, you have returned.
Yeah, all right. What's been going on?
Something terrible. Me fell down just now.
Bobby!
Me shoelaces are still undone, and you know me don't know how to do them.
I go over to Filge and I give her a hug, and on her, knee, I guess is how high up I go, and I tie her shoelaces up for her.
You don't tie them together?
No, because one time a prank, shame on you. Two times a prank, shame's on me.
I explain to Bobby what's happened. I tell him that that Karina betrayed us, and my heart...
And I say, who's Katrina?
You never met Karina?
No, he never met Karina.
Karina, let me tell you. Let me tell you a little story about women.
The one that got away.
It was a night unlike any other. I walked into a bar and...
I don't want to hear another episode of Friezo Nights.
Several minutes pass. Bobby, I presume you tell them that... Why are you in this cave?
Oh, yeah. I was here because when I got the relic, I ran as fast away as I could. And then I just felt electricity surge through me. And I suddenly saw bright white light, and a voice just came to me and said, go to a cave. And put this statue in the cave. And I was like...
Was the voice Bill or Ted?
Yeah, he also said, send Demas football rules.
So you had a vision from Paylor when you...
Yeah, I don't know what to call it, but I knew where to go. I just was in a complete daze, and I just ended up in this cave, and I was I'm going to hide it here. And then I kind of just came to...
That not explain why you run away in the first place.
Oh, me coward.
Well, I think we try now to exit the cave. We have the relic.
Wait. Have you seen a tiny horse?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
A tiny horse? About nay high?
Exactly.
No, I have not.
The search goes on.
So you can leave the cave. It's getting... it took you a while to get here from Madame Ava's encampment. So if you... Don't forget that you have no horses anymore. because you know what you did.
What'd you do? Where's all them horses at?
Bobby, there was one horse. Mm-hmm. And... I was running low on hit points. And I also learned that if I kill a thing, I get hit points. I'll let you fill in the gaps.
So you can leave, but it will be night in a couple of hours. So you will be deep in the woods if you want to leave. And you're injured. You're still poisoned by spider venom, I think. Actually, you are. Do you want to...
Me make... forgot about that.
Yeah, it can happen.
Is that why me lose feeling in arms?
Why don't you...
Why don't we stay in the cave and just rest up?
Before you do that, can you make a constitution save for me? This will be DC 15.
And I get a plus 2, yeah?
You get a plus 4 because constitution...
13. Does not pass.
All right, so you are still poisoned, and this actually also means that you have lost some of your maximum hit points for now.
But so I've gained some tiny little fangs and the ability to throw webs, right?
Doesn't work like werewolves,
God
no.
damn it.
All right, we'll stay here tonight and rest then, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Can Baston do a perception?
You certainly can.
I'm going to do a perception check. 16. And I go, hark. Tinyman, you seem somewhat encumbered by the things that you carry. Why hast thou so many stuffs?
That's true, actually, and well spotted, Eden. Tiny Man has come in with...
Look, just call me Bobby, please.
Bobby actually is dragging a big sack, which is clinking, and also has a chair... lashed to it. It's a big, ludicrously large amount of stuff for a halfling to be dragging in.
Do I have enough strength to lift up Bobby by his collar?
Attached to a bunch of chairs?
You're actually almost dying, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but Do I have rage strength?
How angry are you at him?
Well, I'm not angry. I'm just a wildcat.
Why don't we just hey Bobby, what's in that bag? You bring presents for your old pals to beg forgiveness abandoning
does
them.
Does anybody have any black eyes?
What's a black eye?
It's like when someone punches you in the eye, it goes black. Anyone got one of those? So just what extra steaks to put on it, like in an 80s television show.
Oh, me could go a steak.
All right, well, you guys can have one to share. And I just need to keep the rest of them just
one
in case.
One to share amongst all of us? It will not be enough for dinner.
Do you have a sack of food?
Make a perception checking.
Nah.
I haven't told you what the DC is.
I got a 9.
Oh, okay.
You get good perception.
Oh, yeah, plus perception.
I trip and my sack falls open.
Chains and rare steaks fall everywhere.
Rare steaks?
Yeah. Like meat.
Oh, thou hast cooked them already.
No, she's a vampire. These are the wrong kind of steaks. Come on.
Oh.
Damn it, Bobby. You had one job.
But Bobby, well, is a werewolf now.
What does that have to do with anything? Oh. Bobby.
Yo, Freezer.
Did you run away because you're a wolf? Fuck. I feel like I'm... You know that theater sports game, Crime Endowments? I think I'm playing like a 30-minute version of that. Bobby, did you run away because you were a werewolf? And you need us to feed you these steaks and chain you up?
Yep.
Oh.
Guys, I'm just like... Since... Like our last adventure, things have been getting a little out of hand. It's sometimes I just blank out and I turn, I think, and I just wake up covered in like guts and brains and bones, and I don't know what the fuck I've done.
While Bobby is talking, I eat all the steaks.
And the only thing that will satiate me is these steaks. And fortunately, I've got so many here. And if I was ever to go without steaks, then oh, I see.
Burp.
Well, Bobby, will you? What causes this?
You were with him.
I mean, is it full moon? Is it half moon? How much moon do we need to make you a wolf man?
Tonight will be the full moon.
It will. Tonight is the.
But if he stays in the cave, no moonlight shall touch his pure skin, and he shall not wolfman become.
Is that how
it's
been happening?
I'm talking like
guys,
this.
I don't know. Like the science is a bit beyond me. I'm not there to take notes while it's happening. I'm snarling like a savage beast. So you'll have to tell me. All right,
guys.
Can I do
a?
Because I have arcana knowledge.
Yes,
or whatever.
Okay.
Can I do a check of a? I got a 15.
Okay, for 15, you know that lycanthropy is a very strange
disease.
Yeah, it's Lycanthropy Awareness Week at the ABC, so we're all... and it can affect people in different ways. However...
Juanita Phillips is doing a special report on it.
It is often something that gets worse over time as well.
Oh.
So...
And the only cure is a silver bullet. Gotcha, Dave.
Definitely didn't say that.
Whoa.
Loud and clear.
Well, let's stay here tonight. Let's chain up Bobby as a precaution. Let's stay here tonight and we'll rest.
We know you guys might be angry at Filch for eating all the steaks, but if were-spiders don't eat 8 steaks a night...
You're not a were-spider!
Me is were-spider! Me sure of it.
Make me some silk. Make
me no were-spider.
Okay, and then... All right,
make
okay,
me
fine.
A were.
Me
Filch
will.
Shits herself.
Me will. I shit myself.
All right, I start...
Night is falling.
I start wrapping chains around old mate to Bobby Pancakes over here.
I'll use my webs, and I just point my wrists at him.
Get your flippy webs away from me.
I want you to, for me, I want you to quickly make a dexterity check. No, because... Don't tell me. I saw it. And, Bobby, I want you to make an escape artist, which is... We'll also call it a dexterity saving throw for you. Excellent. Okay. So you chain him up with chains and
with
locks.
Chains.
Mm-hmm.
To the comfy chair that he provided, or...?
To the back of the comfy chair.
He drags that a long way, presumably.
Should we chain... Like, how big does a werewolf get? Should we chain the chair to a wall or something?
But there's because it's a... Is there any kind of loops?
Yeah, there are sconces for torches in the walls. Remember that this cave broke into sort of old barrows and tombs.
All right, yeah. Yes, so we chain Bobby to the chair and the chair to the wall. Mm-hmm. And then that's enough chaining.
And I say, guys, call me crazy, but does anyone else feel real sexy?
And we learn more things about Bobby than we dared imagine.
Yes, I do.
And we learn more about Bastan than we dared imagine. And somebody is already writing the fan fiction. Now...
Bastan builds like a little fire in the cavey spot.
Oh, that's nice.
So that we can kind of just be warm while we watch him.
Smoke goes everywhere.
Yeah, I feel like an internal cave fire is a terrible idea.
Oh. No, it's done now. And...
All right, well, we go to sleep and we try to recuperate then.
Everyone's just going to sleep. Yeah. All right.
And they all died.
I'm on four hit points. I need to build this back up.
Anyone who sleeps, have a hit dice. No one's keeping watch. Bobby, are you just going to...
Night, Freezer.
I've got 17.
Night, Filch.
I've got 17. No, you need to...
Good night, Tinyman.
Night, Bastan. Just
incredibly negligent for an adventuring party.
We chained him up.
Yeah.
Can somebody scratch my foot? It's just real itchy.
All right, the...
Guys?
Guys? We're asleep.
As the hours wind
guys,
on...
Guys? I can't sleep when I'm itchy. I'm getting real itchy.
I have no trouble sleeping at all.
Yeah.
Okay, now you guys are all asleep, so I want you to just close your eyes and put your heads down. And...
I'm like... spooning Bastan, just so you know.
Ooh. So you suddenly feel, you know, your fingers and incisors lengthening, your back breaks in six different strange places.
Me knew it!
Damn it!
Are you talking to me, Dave?
And you turn into a werewolf, Simon.
Oh.
These well-made chains, but sloppily tied, and
fuck,
you are able, and you feel you consume. You know the powerful need to consume flesh. So I'm going to unfortunately take some power from you as a player and tell you that you immediately try to break free from your bonds. You pull once and twice as sconces pop out of the walls and the chains fall down. Make a perception check, all of you, DC 10.
Can we open our eyes yet?
No.
11.
How?
15.
I wake up.
Do you want to do one for Al?
Yeah, because...
4.
Sleeps like a baby. Keep your eyes closed, Alex. And you guys, as you wake up to see suddenly a huge werewolf. If anything, it seems like Bobby's werewolf has grown larger than when it was in the...
More Scooby, less Scrappy?
Can I ask about placement? Is Bobby between... Oh, is the werewolf between myself and the
werewolf
the
is in a side room. You guys are in the sort of... where the tomb was, where you found it.
Can I get to the exit?
You probably could, yep.
I go to the exit.
Okay, Phil's just still asleep.
I go to the exit. Right. I've made my decision, all right? She ate the steaks.
Bastan?
You're
still being spooned by an asleep...
Tries to... I guess you should try and escape.
Strength check, because you're being spooned by...
Escape the loving spooning big spoon of Filge.
19. I'm the best!
You make your way out. And as you try to scramble up to help, presumably, Friezo is already making a beeline to the exit, where you bump into a strange figure. It's a young man wearing a shiny chain shirt, a pot on his head, and a white cloak and leather boots. And
no
you
pets.
Basically run in, you run into him.
I run into this fraud.
Sorry?
Well, he's dressed as a knight, but he's got a pot in his head.
He's got a pot in his head, yeah.
Yeah, so he's not a real knight. He's like a play knight. I have no respect for this person.
And now that we've established that Hing has no respect for this person, please welcome him to the stage. Played by Carla Ritchie, Edvard Oswick. The human fighter.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey. I didn't know it was Carlo.
No, you made your bed.
All right. I say to him, sir, I have no respect for you.
Well, I don't hardly know you.
All I see is a pot on a head and a human face.
Did you stop running away and abandoning your friends to have this semantic argument?
Yes. I'll have you know that this pot is the finest pot in all of Oswick, I'll tell you that.
Wickshire.
Wickshire. The what? Oswick household of Wickshire.
What are you doing here in this here tomb?
I'm stalking me a vampire, done eat all our guts and brains and bones and such. And I suspected that it's in this here tomb.
There is a vampire in there, but you know what? It's a special vampire. It's covered in hair and it's got big fangs all around its teeth marks. And it only responds to silver, don't you know?
Okay, sidebar. What are you doing?
I'm gonna make this idiot kill Bobby.
Why?
When did that become your objective?
Because Bobby's done. Bobby's a liability. He's done, Dave. I got the relic. I'm out the cave.
I've got the relic.
No, Filch has the relic.
Am I out of chains by now?
Yes. I'm going to get back to you in one second.
Now, I have a proficiency in tall tales.
Where'd you get
so
that?
One teller of tall tales can tell another teller of tall tales.
I don't think that's true, because you are, as Carlo Ricci, a teller of tall tales, and I have fooled you many a time in real life.
Fool me once, shame on all of us.
Suddenly, outbursting in hot pursuit from Hing is a giant werewolf, the largest werewolf that you've ever seen. It has, like, old chains dragging off it, and it looks really angry and really fierce.
That's the biggest werewolf I've ever seen.
Can I ask a lore question?
Yes.
Because there's probably more flesh on a human than an elf, probably.
Yes.
Is young Edvard is likely to be target priority for the
He's
wolf.
Wearing a chainmail shirt. You are wearing a baker's outfit.
As the chains fly by.
And full of pockets with delicious spices.
All right,
I'm going to push Friezo out of the way. Out of my way, baker's man! Your fresh spices I have no need for here! For Wickshire! And charge the werewolf.
Okay, excellent. Bobby, you're going to have to fight him.
Oh. Well, I was going to hey, daddy.
Okay, you can say that too.
What's all the hubbub? Robert's just here and he wants to eat his steaks. Just hand him over, and there'll be no need for bloodshed. And
Baston goes,
can I just say, Chris, your music for the werewolf is perfect, so thank you.
What kind of ill-mannered beast is this?
Ill-manners? Me? How dare you, sir?
I'm on good authority that you ate all our guts and bones and brains and like in Wickshire.
I did no such thing. I've only been a werewolf for a couple of months. And I ain't never been to Wickshire.
Oh, is that right? Then how come your tracks come all the way back to this cave? And you're covered in bloods and guts and all sorts.
While they're having this chat, can I try and grab the chains that are still attached to Bobby?
You can try to break out of the half-orc's loving embrace.
No, I was 19.
You were, yeah.
I'm still asleep, right?
Absolutely, you can. So you make a lunge, and that is enough to trigger this into a combat for you, right, Simon. So I've got your initiatives here. I've pre-done them, which means that you guys break into a fight. And the first one is Bobby. Don't forget, you have two attacks. When you're a werewolf, you have a bite attack as well.
How much of my own wits do I have about me?
Every now and then I'll let you sort of pierce through, but for a while you'll have to fight.
Okay.
You should fight to kill. You shouldn't fight to...
That's an 8.
All right. So plus 5 means it's a 13, which will not break through. So Edvard, presumably you were attacking Edvard?
Mm-hmm.
So you raise your little shield and you get out of the way. Make a bite attack as well at plus 5.
Fuck me. 11.
All right, nothing. So, and that Edvard, you're up next.
For Wickshire! 19. That is a hit.
That is a hit. D6 plus 2.
What are you attacking with?
A half
with
axe.
With a hand axe. D6 plus 3.
8. 8. That's 8 points of damage to you, Simon. Frieza, you're up next.
Alright. Am I in sight of this lovable scamp?
Yes.
Alright. Now, if I kill Edvard... Will
Carlo
will
came
Bobby,
in to do the show.
Will Bobby feed on his corpse and let us go?
I'm not telling you the answer to that.
I think they only like to eat things that they kill.
Well, if I weaken him.
Yeah, you could do that.
And shove a man
opinion.
Down my throat.
All right, I cast as an incantation, as an evocation or whatever, a cantrip, I cast an Eldritch Blast. So I guess.
Gravy.
What's my spell attack? 1. Okay, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. You rolled a 1?
I rolled a 1.
Okay, don't forget also that was your last spell slot.
No, this is a
because you've
cantrip.
Used half your spell slots.
It's a cantrip, though. Cantrips don't need a spell
No,
slot.
No, that's fine. You can only cast Eldritch cantrips from now on. Yeah. Okay, well, this is going well for both of you. Eden, you lunging for the chains?
I'm going to try and grab one of the chain and throw the chain at Filge to hopefully wake her up. Because it's like, how long
you
a chain
could just
is it?
Try and wake me up.
You could just try and wake her up.
All right, I'll be like, but I want to try and grab the chain. So I'm going to go, big woman, wake up. And I'm going to try and grab for a chain.
Wait, on the floor or the one on the werewolf?
The one on the werewolf.
So that's, okay, in that case, it's a dexterity check. So you've just got to make a touch attack. So
right, because I want to try and like grab the chains and be like, wrap them around and like restrain
Well, if you grab
them.
The chains, you can probably trip the werewolf off and make it fall
great,
over.
Great, I'm going to do that. 10
plus your... No, that's not going to do it. So you swing and miss. However, that wakes you up, Filge. Take your time.
What's happening?
Tinyman is big!
How do you do it? Communicate so easily? Everyone else struggles to get through to Filge.
We have connection.
They're on a level.
And then I wink. And you don't know why. And I'm like, yeah. I'm going to hold on.
So you've woken up and the first thing you've seen is a werewolf charging towards a man with a saucepan on his head and your friend, half-elf Gibgob, whatever Frieza is.
Yeah. And so I'm just going to help you with the chains. I'm like, you need help?
Grab the chains! So restrain him!
I grab one of the other chains.
All right, why don't you take... roll for me these and take the highest one because you're getting help. 18. All right, you grab with your hands the chains and you are lurched off your feet and onto the ground, snapping your more wildly.
Hey, lady, take it easy, all right?
He's infected with the power of jazz.
Skitty bop, skitty bop. This ain't cool.
And you can
I think you mean cool.
Damn it, he's good.
So your options here are, do you want to try and pull out of Filge's grasp, or do you want to try and shirk off the chains?
I'll try and shirk off the chains.
Okay, quick dexterity check.
not going to do it.
All right, so you're pinned down there for now, for one turn at
Danny's
least.
Danny's in a tight spot.
Edvard, your go.
I don't never killed anything chained up before. Well, first time for everything. 19 again!
That's it. Now, you have improved criticals because you're a fighter, so this is double damage.
Bizarre. 4 plus 3, 7 times 2, 14.
Okay.
Have at that, yo, big wolf, you.
How many extra points do I get for being a wolf? Do I, like, double up or something?
You don't gain extra points for being a wolf. However, no, you don't.
Question.
But he would have rested in the
meantime. Yeah. So you had 28, and you've taken 14, and you've taken 6, so you're on 20, so you should have 8 hit points left.
If we kill the werewolf, do we get Bobby back? Is that how it works?
is that how Filge thinks it works?
It's how I think it works. So, yes.
Frieza, you're up next.
All right. I will try to prestidigitate another thing.
Prestidigitation, right.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain what that is?
Yes, prestidigitation is a cantrip, so it's one action, range 10 feet, and I can, for 1 hour, make something chilled, warmed, or flavoured.
Hey, I'm already chilled.
Around about one cubic foot, and it can't be living.
And so that's going to be useful, is it?
So I can't. My initial thing was to make Edvard the tastiest, make him real tasty.
I've already got spices for that.
Yeah, but instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make the chains real tasty. Like they're going to be like salivating. They're going to be like
meat chains.
Meat chains, and he'll think they're like sausages together.
Yeah, yeah, and so that's the plan. I'm gonna make the chains all tasty, and I rolled a...
Don't even think you need to roll for that.
I think
they're just meat-flavoured chains
meat
now.
Meat-flavoured chains. Well, I got
Is
I got
it
a...
kind of like a smoky
Field
barbecue?
Field immediately starts sucking on
yeah,
the chains.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, ooh, sausos. And yummy.
I rolled a 14 plus my spell attack, so that's 19.
Okay, good on you.
So I nailed the spell, and the chains are now meat-flavoured.
All right, Eden... So Baston and Filge, you are pulling at these chains, trying to get to the werewolf, which is snapping, trying to break out of them. Edvard, you're just sort of happily poking an axe in when you can get a second.
Well, I just relax and then just start like licking the chains. I like ragdoll and just like stop moving and start.
Gross.
You don't know where that microphone's been.
No.
For the benefit of the podcast, Simon just licked a microphone.
Do it again.
So there is a moment. There is a moment of pause here, Edvard.
Yeah, werewolf pause.
Girl, Jerry.
And in that moment, you have a chance to stop attacking for a second if you want, or you can just kill it.
Why are you helping this werewolf? Hasn't it eaten all your things?
This werewolf, our friend, Bobby.
Please call me Robert. It's a proper name for a big boy.
Me think we should tie him up. He our friend after all.
Yeah, we tie up Edvard.
Well, I'm trying to help you. You've got a werewolf here. I'll kill it if you want.
No, you're a danger to Bobby, and I'm a loose unit, so you're getting chained, Edvard.
Do you want to try and tie me up, Baker boy?
Yes. I do, Dave.
All right, well, go
you
ahead.
You think it's fruitless and not helping.
Go
Gentlemen.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Gentles, though I should dearly love to see you wrestle, I suggest that we restrain this wolfware before he enrages again.
What the hell is a baker, a harfork, or orc? I'm sorry, I've not met too many, and I don't mean to offend.
Me offended.
And a handsome man.
Handsome man, yes.
Doing out here with a wolf in a cave.
We were searching for something very unimportant that won't trouble you.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
We are on a quest to rescue my beloved from the grasps of Strahd von Tsarevich, tyrant of this land.
You're on a quest? I'm on a quest. I'm on a quest for the whole of Wickshire. That's my home, sure, you'll see.
Well, any questing man, be him potted or not, is welcome with me.
Can you make one more strength check because they're sort of going on a little bit?
It's a 17.
Okay, 17. You pull at the chains while they're sort of, you know, sharing local geography trivia. And with a snap, you are able to pull yourself free from the chains that Filge and Bastard are holding, but you overcompensate and you slam into the wall beside you. And a old dusty shelf on that wall contains a series of urns. And one of them falls off the shelf and smashes to the side of you, and a sort of strange vortex of dust starts to rise up.
Someone's gonna have to clean that up.
Me ashes.
And it also surprises you into a moment of lucidity.
You've broken me ashes.
As a swirling, the kind of like a spectery, swirling, purpley, cloudy, misty ghosticle appears.
Is that the testicle of a ghost?
Yeah, it's got that kind of same, like, kind of wrinkly quality about it.
You've disturbed me, ashes. That urn's been there for 1,000 years, and it was pretty. I liked it a lot.
What are you talking about, nut ghost?
A jazz cat! Die!
And the spooky ghosticle does some spooky ghost rays. That's okay. A technical term, right?
Right. So this thing, this specter, has risen up as well, and already you can feel like the air is sort of turning in this kind of old tomb, and you can suddenly hear thumping coming from some of the sarcophagi, and there's many of them in the room, and they start to sort of snap while this thing is coalescing, and it's just fired a bolt at someone.
Yes, a witchy killer bolt.
Great. So it has its action now, and it casts it at.
At Bobby, because he disturbed the... Does that make sense?
Or yeah, absolutely. So it casts and rolls an 18, and Bobby, you get hit with the Spectre's Ray, which lowers your maximum hit points by 6. So you're down to 22, I'm afraid.
Whoops.
Just until you've had a proper rest. This means that it is now Baston's go.
Oh, spooky ghost. Baston, I guess, will attack, lunge at the ghosticle. With his dagger. Oh, he needs a better weapon. Rolling a 17.
17. You hit, but the blade seems to pass right through the specter, which sort of completely ignores it.
Oh, he is not flesh. Not flesh.
This is looking very bad for all of you.
Can we just ask, can I be like, hello, how can we appease you? You like warlocks?
Put my urn back together.
Sure.
All right.
Who got a glue in their backpack? Anyone?
Wait a minute. Would a saucepan do? I take off my saucepan and sort of gesture it to the ash. Oh, I can put your ash in this saucepan.
Yeah, in the finest saucepan in all of Ostwick household.
Oh, and that's no lie of a truth.
Does it have a lid?
Well, as a matter of fact, it does. I have it here in my backpack. See? I said like an old bit of bread. That's the finest lid of a saucepan in all of Wickshire, and probably the best in the full country. Aye?
Is it a snug fit?
Very snug, ma'am. Very snug indeed. Why, I had a grandfather slept in a saucepan very like this.
We'll explore that later. there is a moment of confusion, and if you want, this is probably the moment to leave, because already more of the granite cases are breaking, and you can now see skeletal hands raising out of the tombs.
Chatter, chatter, teeth, chatter, 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 chatter. Chatter, 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 chatter.
Armor dinkle on dinkle. Dinkle, dinkle, dinkle. That's the sound of skeletons with armor.
I don't think my saucepan's roof is working. I'm running.
You guys leaving?
Can I summon my dragon to act as a distraction while
your
we leave?
Your dragon, Mushu. Absolutely. I forgot about
Mushu.
Mushu. Mushu.
I'm sorry.
Legally distinct from Disney's Mushu. Yes.
Oh, yes. Your familiar blinks into existence.
And I say, Mushu.
What?
I need what? You to act as a distraction. Go dance with the skeletons.
Why don't you dance with the skeleton? That sounds like a waste of my fucking time.
Truly, you one does not get the familiar that one wants, but the familiar that one deserves.
Holy shit, there's a fucking specter and skeletons. Why are you just standing around like a bunch of idiots? Let's go.
We roll on out of there. Oh, I roll on out of there. I don't know what these motherfuckers do.
I'm going to grab the chain and quickly wrap it around the werewolf's, mouth.
Muzzle?
Yep,
muzzle?
You're lucid enough. You're going to let her do it?
Yep.
Okay, great.
I'm muzzle him, and then I'm going to, put a leash around him and then drag him along behind us.
Excellent. All right. In that case... In you're going with them?
I'm running.
For now? All right. As you make your way out, you can already see more and more of these tombs as you pass through the corridors waking up Obviously, some kind of old cataclysmic magic has been awoken here, and the space is no longer safe. But what safety can be found outside for such as you, with no horses, wounded, some of you poisoned, with a werewolf in tow and in chains? Things have never looked worse. For now, it seems this may be your darkest hour, and yet the threat of Strahd von Zarevich awaits. There is surely much work in store. To find out what happens next, tune in to the next episode of Dragon Friends. Thank you.
Dragon Friends is recorded in front of a live audience at Giant Dwarf Theatre in Sydney. The show is DM'd by David Harmon, with music this episode by Chris Dendel. NPC voices by Eden Lacey, with our adventurers Michael Hing, Alex Lee, Simon Greiner, and this week's special guest, Carlo Ritchie. Shakira Khan designs our website, and our podcast is edited by Benny Davis and sponsored by PAX Australia, a three-day gaming festival of video games, board games, panels, free play, and more. This year's show is on November 4 to 6, and tickets are on sale right now. You can get them at thedragonfriends.com/PAX.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.